to Belfast, where senior DUP officials, their 12 party officers, including their party leader, are expected to meet today. Will they make a decision on whether to return to power sharing the day after the biggest strike by public sector workers in the north in 50 years, and as another deadline approaches before Britain's Northern Secretary is supposed to call another Assembly election? The DUP is the Assembly's second largest party, but it's been blocking a functioning Assembly and Executive since February 2022 over their opposition to Brexit trading arrangements. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar told our European editor Tony Connolly in Davos the reported meeting is a positive sign.
Well, look, I hope it's a positive sign. I certainly can't speak for the DUP, they'll speak for themselves, but I am hoping it's a positive sign. We'll be very keen to see the Assembly and Executive operating again, and certainly our role as the Irish Government will be to do everything we can to make sure that it's sustainable, that it's successful. Some very serious issues that have to be dealt with in Northern Ireland, from public sector pay to the health service to other important issues. And if it is the case that the Executive Assembly can be re-established, we want to make sure that it's sustainable and successful, and we're willing to work with the British Government and all the major parties in the North on exactly that.
I mean, there's been some reporting that the DUP is expecting some tweaking or minor changes to the Windsor framework to help sell this idea. Is that something you're aware of?
It's not something I'm aware of. And, you know, any changes that would be made to the Windsor framework would have to be made by the European Union and the United Kingdom. It couldn't be done unilaterally. So we haven't been informed of anything on that.
That's Leo Varadkar in Davos with our Europe editor Tony Connolly. Our Northern correspondent Conor McCauley is with us. What's happening this lunchtime, Conor?
Good afternoon, Gavin. Well, what we believe is happening is that the DUP executive are meeting probably later today. That's the party's ruling body, as you said. There are no details of where or when that meeting will happen. These meetings have been tended to be shrouded in secrecy because of the quite sensitive nature of them, obviously. But we think that they will be asked, this the party executive will be asked to take a position on the offer on the table from the UK government. And just to remind people what that offer is, there's a couple of different elements to it, but essentially one of them is a £3.3 billion offer for the restoration of Stormont to put the finances on a stable footing. And then the UK government has promised some legislation to protect Northern Ireland's place in the UK and its internal market. There are 12 members on that executive. It's split fairly evenly, we think, between those who want to return to Stormont and some. There may be a slight majority in favour of going back, actually, but there are some pretty senior figures who are very opposed to the offer and have made no secret of their opposition and have said publicly that they don't think the party's in a position where it could accept this deal and go back into power sharing.
Will Geoffrey jump?
Well, that's the key question, isn't it, really? I mean, you just love to be a fly on the wall in the room. I think Geoffrey Donaldson is probably going to have to read the room at that meeting today. He's going to have to try and work out where the 12 are in respect of the offer and whether he can carry them. There may or may not be a vote. I think a big issue here will be that he really wants to avoid a split in the party around this issue. A couple of little caveats I think I should probably chip in at this point, Gavin. These executive meetings happen regularly, so this is one of a series of these meetings. We went through all of this 6 weeks ago or
yes,
so before Christmas, where what was billed as a crunch meeting of the executive before Christmas, we were expecting a vote. It appeared that no vote was taken and we heard no more about it. And I mean, that could happen again.
If he doesn't jump again, then what?
Well, where we're at now is basically there was a deadline expired in mid last night for the restoration of the executive. The Northern Secretary, Chris Heaton-Harris, has said he'd bring forward legislation next week to delay the legal imperative on him to call a fresh Assembly election. That legislation, he says, will take a pragmatic, appropriate approach to support Northern Ireland's departments to manage the financial difficulties basically they're in now. What many people are asking is, does that mean that Chris Heaton-Harris might release the £600 million that he's told public sector workers is there to address their pay concerns? And you mentioned obviously the massive strikes that we had yesterday. I think it's going to be next week before we know, but I certainly think the NIO will be watching the outcome of today's meeting with a great deal of interest.
Conor McCauley, thank you.